Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for the Entertainment Report, and it's time to renew some series. Dean?
Yes, indeed. We've got Emily in Paris that got their renewal yesterday. There will be a season 6 of the series starring Lily Collins, who moves to Paris for a new job. I believe she's in Rome for the current season. But also, the series that stars Jeremy Renner, the mayor of Kingstown, has been renewed for a 5th season. That's the good news. But it will also be the final season for mayor of Kingstown. On Paramount Plus, the series debuted in 2022. Jeremy Renner, of course, it's been a year since that horrible snowmobile, a snow plow accident that he was involved in, came back and began working on the show again. So, I don't know if this is his choice of wrapping things up or Paramount Pluses, but the next season, season 5 for him, will be the final one for that show.
Do these streaming studios wait to measure the audience before they commit to additional seasons of a series?
Yeah, they say they don't, and they say that there's a whole new way of measuring audiences for shows that are streaming. But it comes down to how many eyeballs you have. Part of it will be content. Part of it will be, whether or not there's, buzz and people are talking about it and all that stuff. But the bottom line is you got the eyeballs looking at the show, you're probably going to get a renewal.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if these shows, when they're in production and they're wrapping up a season, they have to kind of think, do we just wrap everything? Are we just hoping for another season? And do we then leave it open-ended, our story?
Yeah, I think that's, partially the case. Sometimes with, certain series like Breaking Bad and others, the creators of the show have decided, that the arc of the show, that they decide when the arc of the show will end.
Yeah.
And when to officially wrap things up. But, there have been plenty of series that come and they never really get a chance to wrap things up and
exactly.
say goodbye. Just suddenly they're gone.
We were talking yesterday about Song Song Blue, really, really, really good movie. And Neil Diamond approves of all this, doesn't he?
Yeah, Neil Diamond is a fan as well. It's so interesting on this movie because it was, I think it placed at number 8 in the top 10 movies for the holiday season. Not terrible, but, not great considering Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson. You've got, two huge stars. You've got all this Neil Diamond music. You've got this really interesting story, great performances about this Neil Diamond tribute band, Lightning and Thunder. And, it's not exactly burning up the box office, but you ask anybody who has gone to see this movie and they'll tell you how much they enjoyed it. It's entertaining, it's funny, it's emotional. Really, it has a little bit of everything. And Neil Diamond, sort of put the good housekeeping seal of approval on the whole thing. He sent a gift to Hugh Jackman, who does not play Neil Diamond in this movie. He plays a Neil Diamond impersonator. But Neil Diamond liked it so much, he sent an autographed acoustic guitar to Hugh Jackman. The autograph read, "Hugh, keep on rocking, your friend Neil Diamond."
Nice.
What a treat to get something like that. Even Hugh Jackman, who gets all kinds of tokens of appreciation, said it's the most awesome gift that he's ever received, and he will cherish it forever.
The other thing great about that movie, it's pretty close to being accurate. There was a documentary on those two Neil Diamond impersonators, but and this isn't a documentary, but according to what I've read, it's pretty accurate. And Hollywood always takes a few liberties, but this one comes close to reality, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The lightning and thunder, the married couple, I forget their real names right now. Their son has commented saying that the Hugh Jackman movie is not true, that the things in the movie are not true. But if you watch the documentary, it's pretty close to, you know, what they have. As you said, you know, sometimes they take liberties just for the storytelling in a motion picture. They need to change things up a little bit. And nothing has dramatically changed in this movie. It's still pretty much the story of this couple trying to make it in the music business, their personal highs, their personal lows, professional highs and lows, and what they went through. It's a movie about adversity. It's a movie about overcoming adversity, really. The son is not so crazy about the whole thing, but I have yet to talk to one person who saw this movie and didn't come out saying that they loved it.
I think the son is mad because he was left out of the movie. I think
that may be.
That's it.
That may be. The son is depicted in the movie, but, you know, it's not. Maybe he wanted more of a predominant kind of role in the film. Who knows?
And Dean has a follow-up to our story yesterday about Mickey Rourke's troubles. Dean?
Yeah, the original story that's been going around for several days now is that a GoFundMe page was set up and approved by actor, wrestler Mickey Rourke because of financial problems. It was about $90,000 short of paying his rent and was facing eviction. Yesterday, late in the day, Mickey Rourke came out and said he never set up a GoFundMe page. He never authorized it, as has been widely reported. Apparently, his management did that, but he said that he would never ask for money from fans. He has too much pride. He said he would never beg for charity. He called the whole situation very embarrassing. That said, this page that his management put up, you know, asking for help as he's facing eviction, has taken in $100,000 so far. So Mickey Rourke says, send the money back. You know, if you have donated money, you know, we will send it back to you. He said he does not want the help. He does not want the charity.
Well, all right. I think that this is the age where you have to check your sources and be careful about spreading rumors. Huh?
It's something, though, isn't it? This GoFundMe phenomena. I mean, I've known cases where, you know, people have had tragedies in their lives and couldn't pay for funerals, couldn't pay for medical services, didn't have money for a lot of things, and they set up these GoFundMe pages. And you know, people can be so generous and helping others. You know, we all have such a negative attitude of people today are nobody helps each other, but people do help each other. People do step forward and, you know, give what they can to help if they think somebody is in some dire need. You know, basically, humans are nice, as it turns out.
Yeah, you hear more about the bad news. That's what goes viral, sadly.
Right, exactly.
Andy Cohn is dealing with some rumors about his face.
Yeah, talk about first world problems here. Andy Cohn, who co-hosted the New Year's Eve show on CNN with Anderson Cooper, has openly talked about what has been all over social media. Did Andy Cohn get a facelift? That's what everybody's saying. He did look very different. There's no question. But he said that he has not had any plastic surgery. He has not had a facelift. He says that he has used Botox, that he does have veneers on his teeth, and he did use a lot of makeup that night. He also said that probably people are reacting because he lost 20 pounds with the help of a popular weight loss drug. I'm presuming it's one of the Wegovy kind of drugs, Ozempics, or, you know, one of those that helped him to lose the weight. But he does look, he looks very healthy, and, you know, I don't know. I'm the last person. I can't pick out when somebody's had a facelift. I'm not good at that unless it's, like, ridiculously obvious. But he does look good. He lost a lot of weight, and he's eating right, and he's exercising, and we all should be doing that.
They're real, oh. And they're spectacular. That's,
yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Let's get to your interview with Jim Belushi. He just popped up. Was it in Song Sung Blue?
Yeah.
I just saw him?
Yeah, he's in Song Sung Blue. He plays kind of a theatrical manager in that movie and does a great job. And in an even more dramatic turn, he's in this new movie that's going to be coming out on Friday called The Chronology of Water. It is the movie is directed by the Oscar-nominated actress Kristen Stewart, who you may remember from the Twilight films. He co-stars along with Imogene Poots and former child star Thora Birch. And it's very unlike, you know, when I think Jim Belushi, I think his TV show, According to Jim. I think of the many comedies, you know, romantic comedies and lighthearted films that have been. This is a bit of a dramatic twist. And when I talked with Jim and also his co-star, Thora Birch, we talked a little bit about Kristen Stewart making her directorial debut and also this different kind of role for Jim Belushi. This is not the kind of movie I would expect a Jim Belushi to be in.
I've been in a lot of different kinds of movies, Dean. There's just a lot of them that have never been seen.
Well, I mean,
but I've done drama. You know, I did Salvador with Oliver Stone. I did About Last Night. You know, I've done a little bit of everything. You know, I'm a gypsy, Dean.
I've always said that about you. What was the attraction for you to do this particular project?
Well, it was Kristen. I mean, I have great respect for her as an actress and everything she's done. Especially that Woody Allen movie she did. She was so good in that movie.
Yeah.
She's just terrific. And her focus is so high. And when they asked for me to do the film, I said, absolutely. Terrific fan of hers. And then I read the script, and then I read the book, and her adaptation is fantastic, Dean. I think she should be nominated for it, and also I think she should be nominated as a director. It's one of the best first time director films I've ever seen.
Thora, how about for you? What was the experience like being directed by Kristen?
Well, I've been a huge Kristen fan for a while, and so to get the opportunity to play with her in this way, let alone just acting alongside her, she just has she has an energy. You know, when you walk into a room and she's in that room, you're now in her house.
Jim, I'm watching you there with your cigar. I feel like I'm on the Johnny Carson show in 1970, yeah. Where everybody was smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like clouds of smoke.
I just love this Zoom thing, man. I get the smoke. I get the heat. You know, it's really lovely. You can't do that anymore.
We don't even know if you have pants on right now.
I do not have pants on. That's my
okay.
little secret. Every
All
actor
right.
has to have a secret to the scene. And my secret is I'm not wearing any pants.
I suspected that with these Zoom interviews that we've been doing since the pandemic. You know, everybody's seated. It's waist up. That's all you see. And I've suspected that most everybody that I've interviewed in the last 4 or 5 years have not been wearing pants. And I will reveal that I would say like in 10% of the interviews that I've done, I also have not been wearing pants. It's a much more relaxed day. Wally Phillips would never approve of any of this, but it's a new day in interviewing with the Zooms.
All right, we'll try to forget what you just said, but thank you anyway. More tomorrow.
Bye.